Now, I'm joined in studio by somebody from Ardmore who's going to be talking about something happening in Lismore, and he's only living up the road here in Youghal. He seems to be a bit lost. But sure, look, he's been here before, and he's going to talk to me this time about poetry, which is like poetry in motion. Nicholas Lennon, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Dara. Good to be here. I suppose I'm a little bit lost, but I suppose all poets are kind of somewhat wanderers. I'd like to take in different environments, you know, so, but good to be here, yeah.
I like that kind of an expression now, yeah. We're a bit lost, you know, yeah. Before we get into the Blackwater International Poetry Festival, talk to me a little bit about yourself, your background in poetry. What got you into it?
It's a good question, I suppose. Just the last 2 years, I'm really getting into it. I've been always kind of scribbling away in a diary the last kind of 10 years, we'll say, and travelling and just different experiences. And then all of a sudden, it kind of started coming out of me via poetry. There was no real kind of intention there, but Waterford Hurling was my first kind of big poem. Waterford got to an All-Ireland final, as we know, in 2017. And I got inspired to write a poem about that kind of off the cuff. And I underwrote it for a bit of a laugh, but it came out nicely and it got a bit of traction. And then I kind of thought to myself, well, there's something here, and I kind of kept writing other things, and it's kind of gone from there then over the last 2 years, and I'm putting more time into it, and it's going well.
That's interesting, though, that you got inspiration in 2017, because I'm sure the Waterford Hurlers could have would have a bit more inspiration now.
Oh, maybe.
The Championship hasn't been exactly kind to them this year. In fact, it wasn't kind to them last year either. But
no, it's very grim at the moment. It's gone really downhill all of a sudden. Like, the players are still there, obviously. I mean, they haven't turned bad overnight, have they? But just there's something wrong to set up at the moment, especially this year. There seems to be really kind of bad air around the place. You know?
Yeah. Well, look, let's not mention the war.
We won't.
Look, we have problems over in the UK as well. We won't even talk about them.
Yeah.
The style of poetry that you do, and I'm very conscious that poetry is of varied styles. A lot of people are just into just forming words, words that rhyme. Others are into a sort of a performance style of poetry that may not necessarily rhyme, but is almost like a statement to be made, a story to be told. What category do you categorize yourself at all?
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's hard to categorize, but I'm definitely a storyteller at heart. You know, I mean, I suppose, again, saying where does it come from? I've always been known over the years as a bit of a storyteller. And now these stories are kind of coming in form. I suppose I do rhyme, a lot of rhyme and rhythm, kind of a bit of rap in there, you might say, and performance. Because a lot of poetry is for the page, they say, you know, it's to be read maybe quietly, but my stuff's much better said out loud in a room, you know. So I'm kind of a performer and, like I say, rhyme and rap and kind of give it a humour to, or at least I think I'm humorous, but, you know, and so I do get laughs here and there anyway. So,
well, that's half the battle, because when you're giving any sort of a performance, whether it's poetry or prose or singing, if you get a reaction from the audience, you got them.
It's brilliant. Yeah.
And they say the first 2 minutes are the worst.
Okay.
The next hour is great.
Okay, interesting, yeah. I haven't gone that far yet, thankfully. Well, I mean, maybe in the future, but just a few poems here and there, yeah. Open mics and such, you know.
Brilliant, and it's great to see a young person like yourself that's interested in poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because for many years it was almost like a dying art.
Definitely, yeah. When I speak to friends now, it's funny because I keep getting this kind of, you know, the eyes roll. It's like, oh, poetry, sure, that whole thing, I have no interest, or it's only kind of, it's boring, or this or that. Now, I say something, like I have a poem about kind of my car and everything we've been through together, for example. Like, that's actually okay. That's not, you know, because they have a certain kind of maybe image from school of what poetry is, you know.
Yeah, and that's quite interesting because I was talking to somebody just before the break from One For All, the gift card, and they've done research with adults about their school days. And I suppose if we think about secondary school and we think about poetry, we never really fostered a love for it because it was drilled into us to get it out there for the exams. But there's one poem that always sticks in my mind, and it's from Oliver Goldsmith, Elegy on the Death of a Mad Dog. Now, don't ask me why.
I
can recite it from start to finish. It's the only thing that I remember from school, but it must have worked.
My God, yeah. I never heard of that one personally. I'll have to look it up.
You better check it out.
Yeah.
Now, talk to me about the Blackwater International Poetry Festival. The launch is on tomorrow in Lismore.
Tomorrow in Lismore, yeah.
Yeah. But this is a festival that's going from strength to strength.
Yeah, it's a festival that's going from strength to strength. It took a break last year, I believe, but Castletown Roach is where it used to be held, and now it's moving to Lismore this year for the first time. And it's been hosted by the Red House Poets. at Red House Ports. They're a big group in Lismore, but we're associated with many ports around the Waterford region. And we launched a book last winter, The Daisha Voices, which went down very well around the county. And so on the back of that, we were asked to host the festival this August, you know. So, yeah.
And sure, no wonder it moved to Lismore, because the Daisha, that's Waterford, and Castletown Roach is not in Waterford.
Yeah. You see, it's a Blackwater International Poetry, so, you know, along the Blackwater, but this year it's into Waterford, yeah. And, yeah, it's exciting.
And you have a huge lineup of poets for the festival.
We do, yeah. Huge, just a huge variety. There's a few being flown in from abroad, from Slovenia and Norway, and then there's more national poets coming down from up the country, as well as their own local poets, so there'll be a huge variety.
And you have Jean Barry travelling all the way from Cork?
All the way from Cork, yeah. Jean, and Jean's a good soul. And Jean's actually the...
Are you flying him in?
he tried to claim expenses. He tried to claim, but we weren't having it, you know. So maybe a limo or something, we'll see.
Now, what's happening tomorrow at the launch?
Tomorrow's the launch, 4 p.m, and there'll be a few of us, the Red House Poets, there maybe five or six. We'll be introducing we'll be there for about an hour. There'll be refreshments. We'll be announcing and introducing the various aspects of the festival. There's probably six core aspects. There's the readings over four nights. There'll be readings with featuring poets, and then, you know, it'll be open mics afterwards. There'll be walks during the day through the historical and nature regions. Then there'll be poetry on pegs, which is pegs like around the town, and so on, you know, being
pegs, so, not to be mistaken with clothes pegs.
Sorry, yeah, like that, like clotheslines, like washing line, I should specify, yeah, washing line pegs. So, and you can hang your own poetry or take your poetry off, or, like, you know, change your own poetry, it'll kind of be open, fluid, I guess is the word, you know.
Fluid, that's very interesting. Yeah. And of course, you know, it's a great way of encouraging all the family to come along and getting young people, children, interested in the art of poetry.
Definitely, yeah. It's very, like, they're the motto, or the key word maybe of the festival is inclusion. It's all about inclusion. So it's about getting, appealing to a huge variety, children and all ages and all aspects, you know, and being outside in the open and in different venues, and they'll be going into, like, restaurants and even hairdressers and banks and so on during the day. So that's all exactly about contacting with all aspects of the public, yeah.
Now, the actual festival itself is the August bank holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. It's running from the 1st to the 5th. That's Thursday to Monday. So it's like a full long weekend.
Full long weekend.
With things for the pony trails, some of the highlights there, the poetry bus. Now, that sounds very, very interesting, the poetry bus.
It does,
and
yeah.
You have a grin on your face now about that.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Yeah, just because it's also a new thing to me, so yeah, I'm excited for that. We were discussing it last night, but yeah, it's a bus, and it is what it says. It'd be a gang, maybe 20, 30, 40 poets on the bus. There'll be places, and you'll have to book your place in advance if you want to get on that bus, and going to various locations, including the V and Mellery and different historical sites in between, and stopping. There'll be readings and maybe impromptu readings again, and just people being asked.
And you couldn't find a more beautiful location than the V.
Exactly.
And I'm sure you're familiar with the headstone, the grave of the man that was buried there standing up.
I am, yeah. I'm familiar with it. I don't know the full story, but I am familiar with the...
I went looking for it last Sunday. I couldn't find it.
No. It's probably covered over by those rhododendrons. Is that they call them?
They were absolutely stunning. I was thinking maybe he just got tired of standing.
Maybe so.
One of the workshops that I'm going to mention is Capturing the Moment. And I can remember back in my school days in art class, there was a competition run by Winter Natira, aimed at encouraging young people to get involved in poetry, which the whole theme was about the elderly and being alert for the elderly.
Okay.
And it was absolutely fantastic. You had schools from right around East Cork got involved. It was the Community Alert as well were involved in it as well. Mm. But it helped young people to, you know, be able to express themselves and capture the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking with a festival like this, capturing the moment is so important. We talk about young people and their need to express themselves and to talk, but also to write.
Yeah, yeah.
So
definitely,
this is a win-win for everybody, really, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah, exactly. Like, capturing the moment is crucial, like you say, that need to express. And there is a growing movement of poetry, I think, you know. And I think maybe, like you talk about mental health and stuff, which has been kind of just been challenges in that line. I think creativity and capturing the moment, capturing the feeling can certainly help to, you know, for people's well-being and quality of life, I think, yeah, definitely.
Now, as we said, the launch is on tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the Lismore Library.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
Okay, go on.
Because I love to do that to people when they're live in studio. I can't see their expression on the other end of the phone line.
Okay.
Would you like to share a little bit of poetry with us?
Oh, I could do. Like, each poem I have is about 2 minutes long. That'd be a bit too much. Like,
no, that's absolutely perfect. We have an ad break in just over 2 minutes.
Okay. I'll go for Remedy. Okay. This is it, son. You'll find me in the living room, right beside the fire. I am the one to turn to if you're feeling like a briar. I'll be there at 4 a.m. when you put on your slippers. If you listen carefully, you'll hear the heaven's whispers. I am in the eerie ruins of ancient civilizations, and I am in the stars when you search for constellations. You'll find me in the mountains or out among the trees, and on winter mornings when twigs and puddles freeze. I am the gentle butterfly in peaceful hibernation, and I am the Buddhist monk in prayerful isolation. I'll be with you in the mornings as you go about your day, and I'll be right beside you when sunshine fades away. I am in city galleries between genius works of art. I'll be with you at the end. I was with you at the start. Don't take me for granted. I have fuel for your dreams. I'll be the one you cry for amidst the children's screams. I will carve through it all like a knife through butter. I have the remedy to the noise and the clutter. So disconnect from the internet and I will help you see that at certain times in life, it's important just to be. So if you tire of the television with its drama and its violence, I will always be here, your friend, silence.
That is absolutely phenomenal and conjures up so many scenes and, you know, how do you come up with that?
I don't know. I don't know. They just kind of hit me, you know, just that one was just a very busy morning doing a lot of things. And I just sat down one morning, I needed a break. And then the idea of turning off the television and the internet came to me and I kind of started playing with it in my head and I kind of worked back from there, you know.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. Absolutely wonderful.
Thanks.
Listen,
very much.
Nicholas, I could talk to you forever. I'd love to have you in again.
Okay, yeah.
I normally do the Wednesday show, but maybe, you know, once after the festival is done, come back in to me for a longer chat and some more poetry as well. And have you written or published any of it?
I've written about 20. I suppose just to emphasise the launch again, maybe I should just emphasise the launch.
Do you?
It is going to be a lot of fun tomorrow and very exciting. 4 p.m. in the library. You know, it'll be great crack. And there'll be poems shared there tomorrow. I should have mentioned that. A few of us will share poems as well there tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 5, so on. But I've published a couple, I've published two, you know, so far, and keep moving, you know.
Good stuff. Well, look, Nicholas, thanks for coming in. I know you had a long distance to get here.
Yeah, very long.
It'll be even longer.
I was telling
home.
The lads I'm going claiming travel expenses as well, you know.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you see, with the traffic delays out there with the Ironman, you'd probably want to claim the travel.
Well, actually, that's a good point. Good buzz around here at the moment.
Great buzz.
Brilliant.
Absolutely.
Buzz. It's good to
Maybe
see
it might inspire you to write a poem about the triathlon.
Might do, you know, you never know. I was thinking about it this morning. You know.
And you might inspire the Waterford Hurlers. I was going to say Wexford. They don't need much inspiration.
Maybe.
But maybe they'd have to get Davey Fitz back to
That's
Wexford,
what I'm thinking,
Waterford.
Yeah. Someone external and who's a bit kind of, you know, mad in a way, you know.
There you go.
We'll see.
Well, look, just to remind listeners again, the launch for the Blackwater International Poetry Festival, which is hosted by the Red House Poets, not to be mistaken with the Hot House Flowers, but I like it.
I like it.
Takes place tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the Lismore Library. And the festival itself takes place from the 1st to the 5th of August. If you want more information, there is a website to go to, which is the blackwaterpoetryfestival.ie. And all the information is there with all the events. That's Nicholas, once again, thanks for coming
perfect.
In. Thanks for sharing that
Brilliant,
poem.
Yeah.
I know I put you on the
you
spot.
Did, yeah, but
you got there in the end.